As social distancing and well-advised restrictions have finally become the norm across much of our country, Interfaith Alliance has been offering brief but important daily conversations with faith activists and thought leaders in the form of Facebook Live interviews hosted by Alliance President Rabbi Jack Moline. On Monday, Jack spoke with the junior senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, and I'd like to share highlights of the conversation with you right now.
How are you doing in all of this?
I'm hunkered down like everybody else. But, you know, my husband is in Hawaii and I'm here. And so we talk to each other and we haven't figured out how to do this part yet, but we'll get there. So I'm hunkered down. I'm doing okay.
Because we're Interfaith Alliance, a lot of the folks who have come on and had these conversations with me are people who profess a very formal connection to faith community. But you have no particular attachment to a particular faith community.
But I am a Buddhist, the only Buddhist serving in the Senate.
It still creates a situation in which, with all of this emphasis that we're hearing from people on prayer and on gathering in faith communities like that, what gives you the spiritual strength to come through these times?
That's it. I think all of us have spiritual strength. Even, you know, people who are atheists, it doesn't matter. That the way I look at it is we're all put on this earth not to just make our little selves happy, that we want to do things that are of help. And that's what keeps me going, that I'm in a position where I think I might be able to help people. And of course, I have great staff. And this is what we do. And I tell my staff, and I've been saying this for a really long time, and something that I've said to my staff from a long time ago, I've said, look, people in our country are getting screwed every single second, minute, hour of the day. And if by our efforts, we can lessen that number, we will be doing our jobs. We will be making a difference. And so that's what I believe. And I've been doing this for a long time, this meaning politics, for a long time.
So is the Senate functioning? Are y'all able to fulfill your responsibilities while you're all quarantined and separated?
We're all teleworking. I think that when it comes to a functioning Senate, it requires individuals who take that to heart. And I can tell you, Mitch McConnell is not one of those people. And sad to say that even the COVID-3, which is the huge $3 trillion that thanks to the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, focuses so much more on workers and small businesses than what Mitch McConnell had in mind when he first brought that forward without any consultation with the Democrats. And we forced, you know, that kind of negotiations to occur. And then we're working on COVID-4, which, again, he brought forward on a consent, and is to provide $250 billion more without any kind of indications as to how the $370 billion that we wanted small businesses to get, whether that's even working properly. So this is what Mitch McConnell does. And, you know, frankly, if he would change his attitude about things and wanted to work together, well, the Senate would be a far better place and it would be functioning a heck of a lot better than it is now. I have a lot to say about what's going on in the Senate, but it might cause me to swear, so I won't go there, maybe.
I'm glad you're saying it for us.
You know, Jack, these are not usual times, and if you're not provoked to swear once in a while, you're not paying attention.
You mentioned the money that is being allocated to small businesses. There is a lot of discussion going on about whether houses of worship and other parochial religious institutions ought to be eligible for those funds. How do you feel about that?
You know what? Basically, nonprofits, I hadn't thought about houses of worship as being first and foremost who would come to mind in terms of the $370 billion that we put together for small businesses, because what I'm focusing on are the restaurants and all these people who have had to close up and the millions of people who are out of work and who are literally having to go to the food bank. So those are the people that should be getting the money, and I don't think they are, certainly not to the extent that we would like them. And so, you know, I'm a big believer in separation of church and state. And we see a lot of smooshing together of those things in other areas. And so rightly or wrongly, it's a good question, especially for the community that you represent. I don't necessarily have any problems with houses of worship, especially those, as far as I'm concerned, who do the work that I think houses of worship should do, which is to be in the community and helping people. I would not have problems with enabling them to continue that work by having access to the support that we gave. But as I said, first and foremost, I know in talking to small businesses in Hawaii, I don't think of the 1. Whatever billion that's already, $100 billion that's already gone out the door for small businesses. I haven't heard from a single business and small business in Hawaii who got any of that money yet.
Very interesting. Our organizational position is very much the same as yours. The houses of worship themselves should not be supported by these dollars guaranteed by the government, but the social safety nets that they provide in accordance with government regulations should, of course, be funded as they have been regularly.
I agree.
On the other side of that issue, though, is the question of whether houses of worship have a right to call together congregants for worship and other communal activities because of their privileges under the First Amendment. Do you think that that should be restricted and that the government should enforce it?
I don't think that houses of worship should be given any special exemption, because when they gather, they are exposing themselves and others to this virus, which knows no denomination. And so health and safety of everyone should come first. And, we also have a First Amendment right to gather.
Right.
And that's not exactly enforced. So freedom of religion, I'm for it, but not when you're putting other people's lives at risk.
Senator Mazie Hirono, my dear and outspoken friend, it was such a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much, and aloha.
The Interfaith Alliance Facebook Live series, Stay Home, Stay Focused, continues weekdays at 12:15 Eastern Time. Sign up for notifications and see the list of upcoming guests at facebook.com/Interfaith Alliance.